بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome once again to our collection of videos. This is Harun. As we're approaching the important month of Ramadan in our timetable, we're only a month or a little bit more away from the blessed month of Ramadan. I thought we'd start by looking at some important points that we could begin reflecting upon as the month dawns upon us. And this is a hadith that's taken from Imam Muslim, mentioned in the Kitab al-Iman. It's mentioned on the tradition of Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi. He reports that he went to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, قُلْ لِي فِي الْإِسْلَامِ قَوْلًا لَا أَسْأَلُ عَنْهُ أَحَدًا بَعْدَكَ. That, O Messenger of God, tell me something regarding Islam, a statement that I don't need to ask of anyone else after you. So the Prophet, being a man of virtue, a man of piety, a man of very reflective and deep words, replied in brief, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ. Say that I believe in Allah and then remain firm. So my theme in this video is about being straight, being firm on the straight path. And the Prophet, being one of those endowed with Jawami'ul Kalim, this idea of being very comprehensive in his speech, because he was a man who reflected a lot and spoke very little. And due to his deep reflectiveness and his knowledge and his closeness to Allah, his creator, he was able to make very long sentences, verbose sentences, into very, very short and summarized words. So Sufyan asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, tell me something that I can do. And two things the Prophet responded with. One was a statement, but the second thing was what we call an action, or hal, or amal. So have a statement where you believe in Allah, amantu billah, you believe in God, and you realize that everything that happens in this world, to you, to me, to everybody else, everything happens with the decree of Allah, qaza and qadr, divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever good comes to you, know that it has come from Allah. Whatever misfortune comes to you, that has also been decreed by Allah. And that's important, because in our day and age, where people are infatuated with material causes and where people like to blame others, a believer knows that whatever happens to them, it has been decreed by Allah. And for a believer, even a misfortune is an opportunity to reflect, and there's some goodness, there's some khair in that action. For example, our ulama tell us, especially our ulama of theology, the mutakallimeen, they tell us that there's wisdom behind every event. Every act that takes place, every good event, every unfortunate event is by the decree, wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wisdom, hikmah, is an important concept in our Sharia. But the Prophet then also reminds him that it's not just about belief, it's also about action. It's about a state where a person realizes that everything is decreed by Allah. And then the Prophet says, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيم, then remain steadfast. Don't get distracted. Don't turn to the right, don't turn to the left. Rather remain upon the straight path. And this is something that we recite in every unit of prayer. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. O Allah, guide us to the straight path. And Ramadan is really the month to make sure and to train ourselves that we can stay on this right path. We stay away from things that we normally look at or we listen to. Food is something that we reduce during the month of Ramadan. We don't eat during the day. Our moments of comfort with our wives are reduced as well, so that we can get tawajjuh, we can get concentration and devotion to our Creator. But because we're leading up to the month of Ramadan, it's also an opportunity for us to prepare ourselves before the flight, before we take off. We need to prepare everything to make sure the plane is ready to take off, and that all the procedures are in place, so that when we do take off, when we hit the air, we're in a smooth journey. So in this month, while we're preparing for the month of Ramadan, we need to think about what actions we can take, what things we can do to prepare ourselves for this month. And one of the things that we can do is to think about those distractions that we are always infatuated with, whether that's the social media world, whether that's the sports world or whatever else it may be, that we need to start thinking about how we can reduce or remove those distractions. The Prophet, peace be upon him, wanted the believers to remain straight, focused, and also thinking about the life to come, which is to meet their Creator. Allah says in the Quran, وَأَنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَىٰ, that we want to reach our intiha, our ascension, our place of being is to meet Allah, our Creator. And this is what will happen during the month of Ramadan for those fortunate believers who spend their nights, their evenings engrossed deeply with their Creator, that they will ascend. Physically they'll be here, their bodies will be here, but spiritually they will be ascending. But we need to prepare ourselves in these blessed weeks and days we have before the month of Ramadan, that we're reducing our distractions. Do we really need to watch certain programs? Do we really need to do certain things in this month before we reach the month of Ramadan? Allahumma bariklana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. O Allah, grant us barakah in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban, i.e. grant us the ability to prepare for the month of Ramadan. وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمْضَانَ, and allow us to reach the month of Ramadan. So this idea of barakah, that these months are blessed months before the month of Ramadan, and then we are ready to meet our Creator, the month in which we recite the Quran, the words of our Creator, we reflect upon the words of our Creator. And inshallah, over the next few weeks, as we reach the month of Ramadan, we'll be providing you with more videos so that you can prepare yourself mentally, spiritually, for this blessed month of Ramadan as well. And also, we ask Allah to keep us all on this straight path. The month of Ramadan is a training ground for the rest of our lives, that we can remain focused in our lives, because our lives are full of distractions. People are going in different directions, but the believer remains focused because they know that at the end of all of this, life will come to an end, and that they will meet their Creator and give accountability for their actions. And an intelligent believer prepares for the month of Ramadan just like they prepare for the end of their life, that they have put everything in place. Things that are not necessary are moved to one side. Things that are really important, the Quran, the fasting, we should be training ourselves to fast, perhaps thinking about fasting on a Monday and on a Thursday, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, did. The traditions also mentioned the Prophet began to fast profusely in these months as well, as he prepared his body physically but also spiritually for the month of Ramadan as well. So let us not waste these opportunities, these blessed days, to prepare ourselves to do as much good as we can. So when the month of Ramadan enters, when that moon or that crescent is sighted, we are ready to take off. We are ready to be with our Creator, one with our Creator, and in relationship with our Creator. We're turning to him, seeking forgiveness, seeking his mercy in the month of Ramadan. So I hope that we can all prepare for the month of Ramadan, recite Quran as much as we can, also try and fast as much as we can, ask for forgiveness, mend those relationships that we need to mend with our family, our friends, our brothers and our sisters, and also make dua for our Muslim brothers and sisters all over the world, wherever they may be. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.